Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And maybe I'm too good for you. Do you believe in life after love?
It's a WIP afternoon show.
I really don't think
I could just listen to the song all day.
It really is a bop, man.
It is.
It goes away for a while, then it comes back.
Yep. Oh,
you get excited.
God.
I need this in the Phillies playlist next year.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds like this would be something on the Phillies playlist.
This could be the song of next October. Might save the team.
They just need some country dork to redo it so those weirdos on the Phillies can put it in their playlist.
Now they're weirdos. Oh, I didn't know that Callum Scott was a country guy, given that he's from Britain.
Oh, is he? Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't even know who
they
that guy
stole that
is.
From the Red Sox anyway.
Okay. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm still smarting from the Buzz not having a trash bag thing. It's going to bother me.
Why don't you lock back in?
I'm locked in because it's 3 o'clock and there's no football game this weekend. But for some stupid reason, Tornado Shapiro is back. There's no game, Tornado.
You better believe it. Hey, lock in. It's the Super Bowl, friend. We need 2 whole weeks to prep for the big one. It's Tornado Shapiro saying, music play.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Tell you, man, I've done given more Super Bowl forecasts than I can count. I remember the first time the Eagles played in the Super Bowl in New Orleans, 1981. Dick Vermeil put all the meteorologists on a curfew. It was myself, Herb Clark, Tom LeMaine, Pete Cherokee, locked in a hotel room playing Yahtzee with a weather gal, a Cajun weather gal by the name of Christy the Crescent Moon. You'll want to take a look at her bad moon rising. Come on. We're in there at the hotel. All of a sudden, Chuck Bednarik burst into our room, starts trying to make time with the crescent moon by showing off his crooked fingers. Pete had his face in a bowl full of spicy shrimp, took a glance over at Chuck's crinkly finger, and got the idea for his world-famous crinkle-cut crab fries.
Wow.
You don't want to know how he got the idea for the cheese sauce.
Oh, that's just stop it. God. People got to eat that stuff.
Well, a double dip, that's a nice crinkle fry.
All right, keep going.
That's Charles's pinky.
Okay.
Bill Parcells with the first Gatorade shower, but it was after Super Bowl XXLV in Tampa. It was me who invented the Gatorade bath earlier that week in the hot tub. Sure enough, it was me, Whitney Houston, Jane Robolo, B. Arthur, Ike Reese, and Don Ho.
Whoa! What a group!
filled up that hot tub with phosphorescent hot red Gatorade and pretended we were in a volcano. We had quite a few eruptions that night and lots of tiny bubbles from Mr. Ho.
Okay. All right.
And in the 90s, the Buffalo Bills struggled. I thought I was left out in the cold, but I stumbled upon a nippy weather gal from Buffalo, Frosty Frances Finkelstein. I met her 4 years in a row. The only difference, I was victorious. 4 straight years. I never missed. Split the uprights every time, Frances.
Okay.
Frosty Frances, she used the Scott Norwood birth control method, encouraging all suitors to fire wide right.
Okay, all right, okay.
Sure enough, it worked. First two tries failed because she had a bad hold. Third time we turned around, we went for two. Yes, another conversion for Tornado Shapiro.
None of these are forecasts.
Well, at Super Bowl X1, they carried John Madden off the field. Only because the Raiders watched me and Ike Reese carry Big Maud out of an after-hours club on Sunset the night before. Ike was a terrible, bad wingman that night. Big Maud had a strange resemblance to Lyle Alzado, but she had longer sideburns and a worse temperament. That was the same year we had an intern from the Georgia State Mental Institute, smoking hot meteorology student by the name of Luana the Loony. Well, we let her out of her straitjacket that night. She went hog wild. I used to call her the 72 Dolphins because she went 17-0 that night. Come on.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, are you done yet?
Robert Kraft started the new tradition of the pregame washy-washy. That was before the AFC Championship, not the Super Bowl. Closest thing I ever had to that, Tornado took a frisky weather gal through a car wash at Super Bowl LLXIV. I was simonized, compromised, and breathalyzed, all for under $16.
That's a good deal. Do you have a forecast?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bi-week forecast. We're bilingual, bi-coastal, bi-curious, just like a Chrissy. You know, this thing could go either way. Probably start off cold, then warm up as the day progresses. Maybe you leave in a little sunshine to put a smile on your mate. Hello. That gives you a 50-50 shot. Don't say I never gave you anything. How about you give me a little music for a change?
Absolutely not. No. That was out of... The whole thing was out of bounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Man.
That went on longer than I thought it was going to go on.
So it's you, Whitney Houston, Jane Robolo, B. Arthur, and Don Ho.
Yep.
Can he update these references?
He's an older guy.
He is. I understand. What was the first three names of when he was in New York? I had no idea who he was talking about.
So those, you mean Herb Clark and Tom LeMayne?
Yeah,
who are those?
So Tom LeMayne, that's disrespectful. Tom LeMayne, legendary weather guy, also was the Sixers... public address announcer when Matt Cord didn't do it for those few years in between. Herb Clark, also a Philly news guy.
Yeah, I didn't know who Herb Clark was.
Yeah.
And Pete Scirocco was
there. Well, I know who Pete is.
Yep.
We found out how he got the idea for the cheese sauce.
So, I have an update on the card.
Yes, what happened?
This better not be a bad update, dude.
So, it has nothing to do with it being wet.
Okay.
They did misspell kindness.
Oh, my God.
No.
It says kindness.
Wait a minute.
We're so stupid.
It's so funny, dude. On the inside of the garden.
We are stupid, man.
There's no kindness. It's kindness.
Dude.
Kindness.
Dude. Ava came up to us.
I didn't even notice it either.
Ava came up to us in the hub, and she was like, didn't Tucker do an amazing job?
Right.
No. The answer is no. Tucker did not do an amazing job. We're morons.
I think it adds to some charm.
There's no charm to misspell. Well, for you.
It's funny. Joe Shane might take the card now.
Kindness. Yeah, he's going to read that and be like, what?
It's classic Philadelphia.
Yep, that's going to be fits right in with the mayor and everything else. Yep, just fits right on in with us.
Oh, my God.
School system is failing us.
Yeah, oh boy, isn't it?
We are getting sloppy around this station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. I can't believe we spelled... There's six words on the whole thing.
They figure out they spelled it wrong.
That Morgenstern came in and told me, and then I looked at it again. And I was like, are you kidding me? They didn't spell kindness right?
They spelled a word wrong. No trash bag. Let's see how else we can screw it up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. I have been proven very wrong on this Twitter poll. Which of these teams were the best to not win a championship? The 01 Sixers, 04 Eagles, 93 Phillies, or the 2011 Phillies? The 11 Phillies leading by a huge margin.
Ooh, the 11 Phillies.
That's pretty ridiculous.
50, over the 04 Eagles?
Yes. So 51.6 for the 11 Phillies, 30.9 for the 04 Eagles, 9.1 for the 01 Sixers, and 8.5 for the 93 Phillies. Now, I think the 93 Phillies is skewed a little bit because I think the Twitter audience is generally younger and people didn't see that team as much.
Sure.
But
And they're branded as like a bunch of misfits.
Yeah, but they won a lot of games.
I know.
They were really good.
I know. I'm just saying that they're branded as not like there weren't great players on that team.
I'm just shocked the 11 Phillies have that big a lead over the 04 Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong, too.
Yeah. I think the 04 Eagles are the best.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Wow. How about that? Look, but you happy, though. You're happy in here, the Phillies winning a poll.
Well, I think I'm going to have to update the fans on how that team really was.
Don't go trying to poke holes in the roster.
Well, the offense on that team was a struggle.
they couldn't hit.
But here's the thing. It's hard for you to sell they weren't that good when they won the most games in franchise history.
I'm aware.
Was it 102? How many?
Yeah, I understand the hitting wasn't up to par, but compared to the other teams through that run.
Yeah, they were really good. It's just I think it was more that pitching staff propped everything else up.
Sure.
They dealt with a lot in, I don't know.
They were led by the pitching staff.
They were.
Yeah.
Also, they lost like 10 straight games after they clinched the division at the end.
Well, now I remember that now, yeah.
What's panic in the city.
Yeah, I remember that.
We will get back. Oh, no, look who's on. We might get an update on the most interesting call we got this week coming up right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. This is interesting, too, of course. Brand new Colonial Hyundai dealership. It is beautiful. They do everything faster, easier, better at Colonial. But John Ashdell, the car czar, the team at Colonial, have been working hard for a long time to make sure they put together a dealership that is going to make everything, buying, leasing, servicing, even faster, even easier, even better, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade right now at Colonial. The most for your trade that anybody's going to give you, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have every car that you need. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. You want a Palisade, got it. Kona, got it. Santa Fe, got it. Right now, for a limited time, you can drive away in a Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every brand new Hyundai is good. You're going to drive away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance, and a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Truck Horn Jerry, you're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Jerry the Kid?
Well, I got a semi-update, I guess, from the other day.
So if you didn't hear the call, the last we heard from Chuck Horn Jerry, it was a very revealing call in that he had just gone on a date with a girl he's been talking on Facebook to for about 5 years. She was a Bears fan, and he's an Eagles fan. The date didn't go that well because he kept talking about the Eagles. But then he went home, where his ex-wife lives, where she moved back in 2022. He calls her hun, and he told her about the date. And then made some weird sort of analogy about a squirrel, bird feeder and a squirrel. Yeah. So where are we, Jerry?
Well, I get a phone call about 5 minutes after that, and she doesn't listen to the show, and for some reason she listened to the show, that particular call.
Uh-oh.
So, I kind of had the handcuffs put on me.
Well, it sounded like you had the handcuffs put on you before that.
Well, yeah, but they got just a little tighter. You know, when a cop just kind of hits them a little more,
yeah,
straighten you up.
I do not, but I can guess.
Yeah, that's what happens. They just get you a little bit tighter. Than
but you're not married. You're not married to her.
Yeah. Like, why'd you let her move back in? No offense, but like, why did she move back in?
Because we are best of friends, and she's a great woman.
Okay.
Why did you stay married then?
He's talking to her through the radio right now.
She's
the most beautiful, smartest.
She's lovely. Like, she does a lot. Mm-hmm. I would say she does a lot for our family, and we do a lot for each other. So,
okay.
So was it issue then, Jer? Was that?
Sounds like you're still married.
Well, I can say I might have been part of the issue. Yeah, I guess you can say that. I'm trying to get her to call in to tell her side, but I gave her number.
Wow.
you know, I don't know if she will. I'll probably get a phone call after this because she's probably listening right now.
Well, what's her name?
I'm not telling you that.
Well, how do we know if she's going to call in or not?
Hun.
You'll know.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay. Right.
You'll know. I already gave her the update. She knows.
Well, you shared this with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well,
and who knows? Guess what, Jerry? This may get y'all back together. How long have you guys been divorced?
Since
2017.
Oh. Yeah. Since the last time we won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Yeah, this is a good sign, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, but, you know, I don't know if the squirrel's going to even get any farther than he's at. But
It sounds like the squirrel ate his last nut.
Yeah, it sounds like the squirrel's back in its hole. Yep.
Whoa.
I think I might be...
Starting getting a little hairy here.
Whoa.
I think I should ride with Ike and Tornado and...
Whitney and,
Don Ho.
Yeah, Whitney.
Yeah, and Don Ho. I think I should get in that boat.
Yeah.
I have, you know, but...
All right.
I love her still. She knows that we're great people. We do good for our kids. We do great.
I think you guys should get married again.
Yeah.
Well, I love to do that, but hey, I don't hold the cards in that. So you know.
Oh, I feel.
Maybe she can explain the rest of it to you if she calls in. Wow. She has the numbers. I told her to call in and let her air her grievances with me. So
okay.
But we do. We do. We are great together. So. It sounds strange, but
we're divorced.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But
all right.
Two lovebirds.
I'm going to shout out to my boy, King. King Gillard is coming on. I love that man. He's cool as hell. And go birds, baby. Go birds. Here we go.
There we go. Jerry the Kid. Gilly joining us in about 15 minutes. That'll be exciting.
Feels like Jerry wants to get back together.
Oh, badly.
I think that's obvious. Yeah.
And
I don't know anything about the situation aside from what Jerry told me.
Yeah.
He does seem like he's a catch. You know what I mean?
But doesn't it sound like she might be taking advantage of the fact that he wants to get back together?
Without question.
She's living rent free in the house. I don't know anything about it, but I'm just saying every once in a while when the guy wants it more than the girl does or other way around,
sure.
They can sort of lead them on, you know, get what they want, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and this could be the answer because he kind of hinted at this. He's probably the reason why they got to this position.
I'm sure he's probably beeping the horn all the time.
Yeah, he screwed up somewhere and, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're pulling for you, Jerry.
Yeah. And hon.
And hon.
Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, you?
Big Eye, Jackie, baby! baby, happy Friday. I did that.
Yeah, so quick.
What up, Yoshi?
I did that. I've been practicing, yo. I had the guys, I had somebody at work act like Spike. I've been practicing. I got that off. I'm winning. I feel good about that. And Jerry over there sounded like a married man in trouble to me.
Yes.
I mean, he sounds like I might sound like once a month. He over there sounding bitter. And y'all asking the wrong question. I want to know if he in the house making whoopee, doing the nasty.
Don't sound like it.
No, he's definitely not.
Don't sound like it.
Yeah, he said something about a bird feeder and a squirrel and all that kind of stuff. And it led us to know that, that nothing's happening there.
Man, ain't no way. I ain't going to sit there and slip in that bedroom one night and whisper in her ear, what's up? Like, come on, you my ex-wife. We ain't done all this stuff, and now we living together. I'm creeping upstairs, boy. What's name? I'm ovulating. How about that? I'm ovulating.
It's called a big dose of D.
That is the first time we've heard I'm ovulating on this show since I've been here.
I'm going to change the game. I'm going up them steps. Like, hey, you see them bangle stripes on my arms? I'm going up them steps just like a tiger in the day on tropical. What's name? I'm going up them steps, boy.
We get it. You're going up the steps. We got it.
All right. Look, man. Yeah, man. We win this Super Bowl hands down. I think this is the best team. We brought last year into this year. Turnover suspect defense. Knicks antics. 2-2 at the bye week. Came out of it.
2-2 at the bye week.
What was 2-2 at the bye week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why you repeat it there?
I just had to hear it myself. That's all. I had to hear it again.
Oh no, man! I reason why you be trying to catch me up, man. You want me to say EAGLES wrong so bad that you making us start that? Like, come on!
I think you're nervous. I just think you're nervous. I didn't say anything.
Why I'm nervous? Ain't no stage right over here, boy. I don't need no flow girl or nothing. I'm ready.
What is wrong?
Hey, man, we came out that bye week. We kept winning. We nipped the adversity in the bed. I mean, we ain't even supposed to be here. You like these teams, they act like they want to be in the race. We've been winning that race, hitting that Nas button, whether what's the name is the photo finish or winning by a quarter mile. We got a 2,000-yard rusher, all-around weapons, best defense in the league. Fear factors on both sides of the daggone field for the, on the ball for the opposing team. I mean, this team tapped into their inner excellence. They trained their mind for extraordinary performance, and they're about to live their best life. Super Bowl, baby. This team win that Super Bowl. This is the best team in Philadelphia history, in my opinion. Ain't that right, Jack Fritz?
Yes.
That's right. I had to throw him in there. I'm always talking about Spike and Ike Reese, but I gotta get my little boy over there.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey man. Hey man. I love y'all. I hope y'all have a blessed, safe trip. What's name down in New Orleans? What's name? And we gonna pop off down there next week. And I see y'all next Friday. Talk to you on Monday. Love y'all, cats. Power game, baby.
All right, Yosh. Also, we've been talking about the Joe Shane card for 2 weeks now.
So you're still hung up on this?
Yeah. Well, the misspelling and the trash bag.
I did get one video of Buzz.
Oh yeah.
In the wild.
Was it weird?
No, he looked fine. He looked like Buzz.
Okay.
It's just he got rejected pretty quick by this guy, and Buzz like, oh, all right.
Oh really?
I'll show you the break.
Okay. All right. And are they? Do we know if they're headed over to Chicky's yet, or
is I'll he check still? Back in.
Okay. Maybe get an update after.
Last one I saw, they're at Reading.
Terminal Market, yes. Getting signatures. Okay. Gilly Kidd joining us next. You know, that'll be exciting. There's a Gilly the Kid collectible sports card now.
How about that?
Yeah, yes. It's on fire.
Oh, dude. I want us to have a collectible sports card.
Yep. One of these days.
Got to have a hit song.
Keep working hard. Yep.
Got to have a hit song.
Or like go viral.
Go viral.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
we're trying.
We're going to go viral with that ridiculous card now.
By the way, both cards are spelled wrong.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Kindus.
Kindus. It's a different. Is that a word? Can we Google it? Maybe it is a word. It's probably not a word. Gilly the Kid joining us next is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.